Question from Mukesh Upadhyay Prabhu. Why is the number of people increasing? As people are increasing, this is creating pressure on natural resources, which in turn increases pollution, deforestation, global warming. Why is Krishna not keeping the population in check? Answer. Firstly, the idea that the population is increasing is not a historically very sound idea. Because if we look at history, since when have census been kept? Actually, serious census keeping efforts have only been for the last few hundred years. Maybe in the Roman Empire there was some effort at keeping census, but it is very debated whether it was there and whether it actually recorded how many people were there. And even if it was true, it was only for the Roman Empire. So, how do we actually know how many people were there on the planet? So the idea of a population explosion, even from the historical point of view, is based on a very limited and short-sighted perspective of history. 5,000 years ago, 8,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, how much was the population? Who has kept track of that? From the Vedic perspective, the population in the past was much, much more. But because people were living in harmony with nature and God, nature was providing for the resources abundantly. So even today, we may say that the population is exploding. And it is true from the recent point of view, if you want to take it from the last few hundred years, it may be true that the population is increasing. But the population is definitely not increasing in such a way that it is impossible for the environment to sustain. What is causing the problem is not the growth of population, but the growth of unsustainable lifestyles and demographic patterns among the population. So we feel that the population is exploding because many of us live in cities, and in cities we see crowded locals and crowded roads and crowded slums. And we feel that there is a complete explosion of population when we look at the cities. But even when we travel by trains or planes or buses, we will see that the villages are not so tightly populated. And there are vast areas of land which could be used for cultivation, which are not being used for cultivation. What to speak of being used for habitation. So because of our artificial socio-economic system, which discourages agriculture in various ways and which glamorizes and subsidizes industry and compels both economically as well as culturally people to migrate to cities to become industrial laborers instead of being farmers, we have a huge amount of population explosion within the cities. But still the earth has the capacity to sustain not just the amount of population that is there on the earth, but even more. The main problem is not, as I said, the number of people who are living, but it is how they are living. For example, if we look at the food production, much of the irrigable land, the land that could be used to cultivate crops, is used not for growing crops for human beings, but is often used for fodder for animals. So the disadvantage of this is that if we use a huge amount of, if we feed a large amount of fodder to the animals, much of it is passed out as their waste product, and a little of it is integrated into their body as flesh, which human beings can eat. And even if the land is used for crops for human habitation, often it is used for cash crops instead of staple crops. So, tea, coffee, sugar cane, which can be used to make wine. There are huge plantations of these. And often the farmers who go for these kind of crops earn more money than the farmers who go for rice and wheat and grains like that. So, the economic system is arranged in such a way that actually using the natural resources for sustainable for essential products in a sustainable way is actually discouraged. So even if we talk about pollution. The pollution is primarily in the cities because of excessive crowding and excessive industrialization, excessive vehicular emission, and excessive industrial effluents which go into the rivers. But the primary problem is not the increase of population. The primary problem is the unsustainable lifestyles. There is a book written by ISKCON devotee researchers Michael Cremo and Mukunda Goswami called Divine Nature. And in that, there is University of California department studies as well as many other studies which show that if the whole world shift to a vegetarian lifestyle, then with the existing resources, which are of course inefficiently utilized, but even with these resources, the earth can sustain a population far greater than what is the population today. And Srila Prabhupada told us almost 40 years ago when he was in a trip to Mauritius, he said that, you know, why in Africa as well as Mauritius, he would say, why are these farmers growing cash crops instead of grains? So it is not that nature cannot provide enough. It is for us to utilize nature's resources properly. And as far as keeping the population in control is concerned, Krishna, actually we shouldn't expect Krishna to intervene constantly in the management of the world. Periodically Krishna may intervene, and Krishna came at the end of the Apar Yuga himself, then he came Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he gave Yuga Dharma, and now he's going to come again at the end as Kalki Avatar. So at that time, surely Bhara Avataranayane Bhuo Na Vivodatav. So at that time, indeed, ungodly, the demoniac population will be removed from the earth, and then a good population will be created. But that is 4,27,000 years away. So normally speaking, Krishna gives us the resources of the world, and then Krishna gives us scriptural knowledge. And then he expects us human beings to use the scriptural knowledge and use our God-given intelligence to manage things properly. And he also sends his devotees, like he sent Srila Prabhupada. So it is for us to utilize this. Of course, in a sense that it is not Krishna directly doing this, but it is just karmic reactions coming. We see that there are huge wars and natural calamities, and similarly now terrorism is there, which is killing so many people, often people who seem from this life's perspective to be innocent, though of course nobody who is innocent is killed by the law of karma. But the point is that when we destabilize the environment, when we slaughter God's children in terms of killing animals, there will be a natural reaction to that, and human beings will be slaughtered. And even Pythagoras said that those who sow the seeds of pain and death cannot reap the fruits of joy and life. As long as men kill animals in slaughterhouses, they will be killed in battlefield. So this sort of calamities will happen sometimes. But overall, the calamities, we shouldn't think that Krishna is doing that. Krishna expects human beings to be responsible for the planet because he is entrusted us with free will, and is entrusted us with the arena where we can use the free will properly. So if we take guidance from the scriptures and learn how to utilize the scripture, utilize the resources of the world properly, Ishavasyamidam Sarvam, that is the guiding principle given in the Bhagavad, in the Ishopanishad, or the Bhagavad Gita says Bhuktaram Yagidapsam 5.29, Prabhupada would call this the peace formula. Then we human beings can manage the resources of this planet irrespective of whether there is a population increase or not. Thank you.